Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verses starting from 1 to 3. Book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verses starting from 1 to 3. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, you might be wearied and worried and be depressed in your heart, thinking that why God had not spoken to me or God had not given me an answer to all my prayers that I had been doing all these years. The Lord who had called Abraham and blessed him as a great nation will also bless you and multiply you as a great nation. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. The hand of the Lord is not shortened. The outstretched arm of the Lord is stretched to bless you. For God does things according to His appointed time and not according to our plans. That's what the gift of righteousness that God is giving to His people. That is a great privilege that God Himself is taking charge of our life and He is working on behalf of us. It's a great privilege. Few might be thinking, why the time is consumed? Why the time is running up? But my dear brothers and sisters, it's always better to wait in the presence of God. It's always better to be with God and be carried away by Him than to be carried away by the whims and fancies of this world. God will take you to the right destination. He knows your life. He knows what is your future. For the destination and the destiny is in the hands of the Lord. You do not have to be worried about what will happen the next hour. The one who feeds the birds of the heaven, the one who feeds the beast of the wild, He knows how to feed you. He knows how to take care of you. For you have been formed in His own image. If two little sparrows have been sold for a price, don't you think God has much great value for your life? He thinks over you again and again. He keeps His eyes on you. His eyes are surrounding this world to and fro. He's taking care of us. We are His children and we shall be taken care by the Lord. That's what the Lord says. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you are hewn and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Never forget the past. How you were and how God had blessed you and kept you today. Nothing is impossible to the Lord. And the Lord is acknowledging your righteousness. He says, look to me, you who follow righteousness. You who follow righteousness. To the righteous generation, the Lord is talking. He is giving His word. You might think wicked will be punished. Yes, wicked will be punished, but righteous people will be chastised. And it is good that the chastisement of the Lord is good for you. Blessed is the man who is chastised by the Lord, who is corrected by the Lord. Blessed is the man who walks in righteousness, for the narrow is the path which leads you to heaven. Broad is the way that leads you to hell, and many will choose that way. God's children are peculiar people. They are a peculiar generation. For God himself, he says that you are a peculiar people. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. And now he says that I have hewn you from the rock. And I have taken you out from a miry clay. From the deepest pit, I have rescued you. I have preserved your soul. You are the apple of my eyes. How will I forget you? How can I forsake you? Take away all those anxiety from your heart. Do not be anxious for anything. Be anxious for nothing. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the will of God. Wait patiently in his presence. It is better to wait patiently in the arms of a loving father than to hasten our ways and lose our track. It's always better to wait and walk in the track that the Lord had already laid for us. Amen. It's a great privilege. You might not understand it now, but when you go and stand before him, then you will understand. Lord, it's just because I have followed your ways, just because I had waited patiently in your presence and I had heard your voice and I had been walking with you, that's the reason I'm standing here today in your kingdom. That's when you will realize. That's when you will thank God so much. So the Lord, who had called Abraham, knows how to bless the multitude, how to increase the nation. He knows how to make you, how to build you, how to glorify your name. He knows it. He will do it in his appointed time. Not according to our wish. Since we have been called as a righteous generation, he will not do it according to our wish. But he will take the charge and he will do it in the very hour that pleases in his sight. Amen. For what the Lord says is, for the Lord will comfort Zion. That is we all. He will comfort us. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. He's not telling that I will make you just like a small plantation, just like a small field, a green field. He's telling that I will make you a wilderness. You will be a thickest. The thick forest, you'll grow densely like Eden, like the Garden of Eden, a symbol of prosperity, symbol of flourishing and thriving blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. And look at the next word that he says, and her desert like the Garden of the Lord. Even the desert will be looking like a garden. So nowhere there is drought. Nowhere there is scarcity of water. The deserts will be transformed into garden. The garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and voice of melody. Yes. When the Lord blesses, when the Lord touches his people, how can they be reluctant to pray and sing and to give thanks and glorify his holy name? That is the first and foremost commandment that he had given us. To love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your strength. Then how can I stop singing? How can I stop praising the Lord? And the Lord is making me to flourish. How can I be dumb and mute? My heart will rejoice and my soul will sing songs of gladness, filled with happiness and filled with joy. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord with a new song, with a new melody, with a new song, which is pleasing to the Lord. But my dear brothers and sisters, you are not forgotten by the Lord. The Lord remembers you. Never judge yourself with the people of the world. Never judge your life. Never compare your life with those who are living in this world, with those who doesn't know God. When God himself says that you are righteous, oh my people who follow righteousness, that acknowledgement, that testimony is far and far greater than any reward that you get in this world. Any laurel or any memento that you get in this world. To hear a word from the mouth of God himself when he says that you are righteous. That sums up everything. You don't have to be loathful. You don't have to be anxious about anything, but just to wait patiently in the presence of God. And the Lord who had called you knows how to fulfill the plan. The Lord who had called you is not a failure. He is a triumphant God. Hallelujah. He overcame this world and he became the symbol of success, symbol of triumph to those who are following him. For he is the pioneer of our salvation. He is the one who will lead us to the ultimate final destiny, to the final destination. He knows how to lead his children. He knows how to mend the flock. Let us be under his arms. Let us abide under his wings. And always give thanks and glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. In Jesus' name, Amen.